Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, we want to thank you for what you're doing, everybody, regardless of what it is that you're doing. And to the over-the-road truck drivers, we appreciate what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch. .com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, an unvaccinated Texas man reportedly is the first U.S. Omicron related death here in the U.S.
Yeah, and we don't know the other circumstances, if he had any kind of comorbidities.
Right.
I think he was, what, 50, in his 50s?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So we don't know the rest of that story. So as I always say, judge slowly, because I think that there's some other circumstances that we need to know about before we continue to be forced into some kind of a Omicron variant panic.
Yeah. One guy dies and they want to shut the world down. Six people around the world officially confirmed to have died from this. One in the U.S. now. So because of seven people, they want to shut the country down.
Right.
Don't think so.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't think so. Not in our state, anyway.
No, DeSantis, I mean, he's going to defy it all, and I'm fine with that. It's almost as like DeSantis is being painted as a rogue governor,
mm-hmm.
but I would say this. If you talk to the residents of Florida who hired him, I don't see anybody complaining in Florida.
No.
About him. And I would say that when it comes to this newest variant, that, you know, even that Walensky woman over at the CDC has said, we don't know everything we want to know yet. So you can't take some of these actions without having, I'm going to use that thing, air quote, science.
Right.
That's why 1,000 people a day move into this state.
Now, a couple of days ago, we talked about this because this was a case that was going to the jury, the Harvard professor that was convicted for lying about asking for money from China to advance their causes, and you posted the article. This is kind of an interesting case.
Well, first of all, he wasn't asking for money. He was on the payroll. He was part of what is known, and I've written about it several times, called the Thousand Talents Program, where China comes in and into these universities, and they are, how do I put this? They're kind of like hiring these professors, and these professors are stupid enough to think that they are doing good work when, in fact, they're helping China spy. And a lot of people don't understand, but many of our universities are, in fact, doing major government work.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where China is spying on us. So anyway, he was on the payroll. He was subsidizing his income. That's why he lied. And we don't know all the things that he did that caused damage. But nonetheless, because mm-hmm. I didn't pay any attention to the trial. I just was kind of aware of it. But he's been found guilty, so we'll see what he'll end up getting charged with.
All right, let's go to the phone lines that we've got. Let's see here. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Denise, and good morning, Kathy. Yes, the county where in which I live in Saratoga County, up here in New York State, Communist, New York, we have one of 13 counties that are not going along with the, mask, mandate by, the new boss, same as the old boss, Kathy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure with any lockdown orders, because it's a mandate. No, it's not a law. It's not been I didn't vote on any of this. And the assembly, here in the capital of, New York, Albany.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, we're one of 13 states. I'm sure counties, and I'm sure there'll be more that are going to defy this mandate. So, as far as any lockdown, I think there's a signal right there that, it's going to be some fighting. It's going to be some, defiance. Politically, within the state of New York. So, I think.
Okay, here comes the music. I got it. Here comes the music. I got to cut out. We'll address this when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So, Denise, you hang on, and folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Remember, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I will say this. You can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, and you can find out who your agent is, so you can talk to them that way. Or you can get a quote right off the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all those, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy with your automobile policy. You will save money. So give them a check on the web. Go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do for you. They might be able to save you money. And after all, that's money you can use to buy, more Christmas presents. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Morning.
I believe we have Elliot on the line.
Well, let me hold on here, Elliot,
yep.
Because we've got to answer.
Yep.
I understand Mel's concern here, and he's right. This is not anything that any of the voters of New York voted for.
Right.
It's absolutely true. The problem is, however, the governors, and especially the one there in New York, who was not elected, by the way.
Nope.
They have, I think, are still operating under emergency power. And therein lies where the abuse is. They should not be, in fact, that emergency power should be rescinded.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there should, I think, and I could be wrong, there's a lawsuit on that, but because, I mean, that emergency power can't go into perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mal, I hope that helps you out some.
All right, let's go over, and I do believe we got Elliot. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning, and good morning to Denise as well.
Morning.
Hey, Denise, I want to run this by you right quick. You know, many of us conservatives are wondering what happened between President Trump and former Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, Trump accuses him of total disloyalty for announcing mm-hmm. Biden as the new president while Trump was actively challenging the results of the 2020 election. Now, the first person to congratulate Biden, Trump says, was Netanyahu. And the Abraham's Accord, the reshaping of the Middle East, fortifying Israel's Iron Dome, Trump was all about that. Now, today, Trump remains very popular in Israel despite their differences. Trump mentioned that a great deal of Jews in America dislike Israel. That includes Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, and Richard Blumenthal, who recently spoke at a communist affair.
Yes, he did.
Lied to America, and he also lied to America that he served in Vietnam. And Captain,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know as military men, that is a no-no.
You
if
bet.
You didn't serve, don't lie. That mm-hmm. is a, you want to put a stain on somebody,
mm-hmm.
You know, do something like that to a military man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Captain, have a great day.
All right, thanks, Elliot. You're absolutely right. And by the way, Blumenthal should have been booted out of office as a result of that. Just my opinion.
Okay, there are no consequences for those kinds of things. Come on, fellas.
All right.
As far as the falling out between Trump and Netanyahu, Trump is angry that any world leader would give any kind of attention or congratulatory posture to Biden and the Biden campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's childish of Trump. Let's kind of, however, go back and understand where we were going into the general election. Biden never campaigned. He never came out of his basement. And when he did, they would end up in a parking lot with a handful of cars that would honk.
Right.
So, and then we know there were irregularities in the votes. We know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how widespread they were, how deep they were, because there wasn't a judge or a court that would hear a single case. So Trump is always going to be mad, and a lot of Trump voters are always going to be mad. And I think there's some reason for that, but a lot of that anger now has just turned into distrust. All of this is really kind of raw still for Trump, and I think any reasonable person would necessarily understand that, including those world leaders that he did a lot for, and that certainly was Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Netanyahu obviously has fallen out of favor with an awful lot of Israelis because he's no longer prime minister.
Correct.
So we have to be careful. We can't attach ourselves so loyally to people because you're always going to be disappointed. And I guess I have to just end it with that one.
Okay, well, I get you and I understand what you're saying. By the way, here's one for you. You buy groceries, right?
No, I don't. My husband does.
Okay, well, your husband would know this then. Senator Elizabeth Warren yesterday came out and blamed the grocery chains for the rising food prices. You got to be out of your mind, Elizabeth.
She is the most. I have decided that remember the original Occupy Wall Street movement?
I do.
When you hated all the big corporations and
yep.
Wall Street went.
She was there.
I don't remember if she was there or not, but
mm-hmm.
if she wasn't...
Oh, no, she was in it.
She would,
mm-hmm. yep.
she would have been a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
She hates corporations. Hates them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And, she, like so many other of these politicians, they don't understand economics.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Yep. They don't understand supply chain. Mm-hmm. They don't understand gross domestic product.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I think we've got one of our friends up in Georgia on the line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Laredo. Calling out of Georgia there, bud.
How you doing?
Hey, I need to ask you a favor.
Yeah.
We need to borrow Governor DeSantis up here for a little while.
No! Get this
straight down here. No. By the way, who's running besides Stacey? Who's the Republican?
I don't have to go.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Denise?
Vernon Jones and Purdue.
Purdue.
Yeah, that's right. Purdue.
Well,
as for Georgia,
we got up
let me help out the caller here. As for Georgia, understand something. There's something called the Republican Governors Association. These governors and the respective attorneys general talk to each other collaborate at least once a month and sometimes much more often than that. So, all they have to do is jump on those phone calls and see what's really happening and where these governors are going.
Well, I know we need to do something because this up there, he thinks he needs to grow him a set because with the way he keeps folding into Biden,
yeah,
I got no respect for the man, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They done started that thing here in Georgia about the companies with 100 or more employees that had the vaccination. You can't tell another man what to put in his body.
No.
That's right.
Yeah. Denise, it's good talking with you. You have a good morning. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, my friend. You take care. All right. You're spot on, and his question was good.
Yeah, when he's in front of a microphone, he says the right things.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's not, I don't know what he does when he's not in front of a microphone. I don't live in Georgia. My son bailed out and couldn't do it any longer. So I don't have an investment really in Georgia, except to say that it would be a damn shame if it was led by Stacey Abrams.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but China sunk a bunch of money into that Secretary of State's campaign and Kemp's campaign, too. Am I wrong?
I do not know that. I've not heard that.
All right. I did hear that, and I hope what I heard was wrong, but I did hear that money had flown into those campaigns. So, golly. Explains a lot. Okay, we will talk to you tonight, kiddo. Have yourself a great day and enjoy your tennis match.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check her out and see all the different things that she writes about when she writes about it. All right, and I'll be right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday afternoon, saying the White House is directing FEMA to activate the National Response Center to deploy additional hospital beds to areas in need.
That's why my administration has stockpiled and pre-positioned millions of gowns, gloves, masks, and ventilators. It's called a PPP. We're ready to send them immediately to any state that needs more.
Biden also directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 military doctors and nurses to be deployed to local hospitals. The Supreme Court received at least 11 emergency applications challenging the federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate on businesses with more than 100 employees. The OSHA rule is set to take effect January 4th. Per court rules, a response from the Biden administration is due December 30th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news. A little different wrinkle today. Going to talk about China and going to talk about Guam. And Colonel Wright and I are going to talk about Guam here when he comes on at the top of the hour. Now, here's more about the National Aviation Academy, who brings you this segment right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've heard me talk about the National Aviation Academy for several years now. They are the sponsor of our military and veterans news segment. And the thing about them is that they have two campuses where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. And what I'd like to tell the young men and women that are listening is you need to call them up at 800-659-2080.
Again, that number is 800-659-2080. You need to call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here by me in Tampa Bay, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. But either way, take the tour, find out what they're all about. You'll have a chance to talk to students. You'll have a chance to talk to instructors. You'll have a chance to talk to the financial people, which will tell you how your student loan works. And by the way, if you are a veteran, they will help you get your GI Bill going for you. Now, if you're post 9/11, more than likely, if you've not used your GI Bill yet, you'll have a full opportunity to have all of your education paid for and your training to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a job that starts around $65,000 or $70,000 a year and goes up from there. You can make a lot of money very quickly just by paying attention and honing your skills and learning your job skill and become very wealthy very quick. I know a lot of people that have done it. So the website, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080, give them a call, ask to take the tour, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Now, the United States has placed trade and investment restrictions on dozens of Chinese entities over their role in weaponizing biotechnology and other U.S. innovations in order to bolster the Chinese military and to further its human rights abuses. Now, amongst the 31 Chinese entities targeted was the Academy of Military Medical Sciences, which happens to be China's top medical research institute run by the Chinese military, alongside its 11 research institutes for aiding the Chinese military with biotechnology, including purported brain control weaponry. Now, the department stated, without elaborating on that technology, what it is. Now, back in 2018, the Academy of Military Medical Sciences applied for a patent for technology for collecting and processing brain signals, according to a recent patient repository. Now, the Institute of Radiation, along with Radiation Medicine, one of its targeted subsidiaries, published by a Chinese paper in 2012 discussing how to establish a data bank on the behavioral effects of mind control assault weapons. Trade restrictions were also imposed on HMN Technologies, formerly a company under Chinese telecom provider Huawei, as Huawei Marine, as well as Jiangsu Optic Electric, Shanghai Control Technology Company, and the Zhongjian Technology Submarine Cable for their role in acquiring U.S. items to modernize the Chinese military. Interesting stuff. We'll see how all that works out. Now, the Colonel and I are going to get into this when he and I talk, but Guam is now in the thick of it, whether they want to be or not, with what's going on over there in the region with China. Now, we are going to talk about the Taiwan emergence and what Guam could mean to all of that. We also could talk about the hypersonic missiles and China and this, that, and the other, and what's going on there. Because we have a laser weapon that we used in the Gulf of Aden last week to demonstrate to Iran, China, Russia, what we could do with a laser in destroying a ship a long ways away along the horizon. Now, that was interesting, because with a laser, you could knock the hypersonics out of the sky. We'll see what happens there. But it's extremely interesting, the things that are going on in this day and age in which we live. By the way, again, I confirmed this because somebody told me yesterday that they were told that the people that were being drummed out of the service because they would not take the vaccinations were being given less than honorable discharges. And the fact of the matter is that in the current defense bill, defense officials will not be allowed to give other than honorable discharges to the troops who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine once that new defense authorization bill is signed into law, which I think is going to happen before President Biden goes home for Christmas. We'll see. Although, who knows? Now, the Navy was to begin flushing its petroleum-contaminated water system in Oahu as early as Saturday over the weekend under a joint plan agreed to by state and federal agencies. And for some reason, it didn't start. Whatever the reason is, don't know. Don't know. That's got to be done sooner rather than later because the drinking water problem there is of immense proportion. And they can't dally on that. They have to get that done. No ifs, ands, or buts. Also, the VA is looking to move resources to facilities into the southern U.S. to meet the growing veterans population in the region because veterans are moving into the south from the north, and more veterans that are coming out of the service, the regular military, are retiring in the south. Now, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough said that as part of a national tour that's taken to McDonough, to 23 states, he's visited VA hospitals, cemeteries, and vet centers in Texas. His first stop was at the South Texas Veterans Healthcare System in San Antonio, which has seen a 15% increase in patients the past 2 years. And it's now the fastest growing VA facility in the country. That's right there in San Antonio. And I'm a little surprised at that, because you would think they'd be coming to Florida. But that just isn't the case at the moment. Although Florida's doing very well in the scheme of things when it comes to people moving in here, too. Now, we also have our space program that's alive and well again. And there was a missile launch again. I believe it was yesterday morning, and it was very cloudy. They couldn't see it, but they could hear it. So we're alive and well in the space business here in Florida. In the meantime, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, we sure will. In my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some other amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, on the telephone line, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You got a nor'easter coming your way. I'm not sure you're going to get it, but New England is going to get socked.
I didn't even look. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. You've got snow right now. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, you've got the chance of snow north New Jersey, just north of the city, up into Connecticut, the mountains of Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, all the way up the coastline to Nova Scotia, and a major winter storm warning in the northern part of Maine.
Is this for this weekend, man?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just showing rain. Looks like it's going to be too warm here for snow.
Okay, but not above you. Not above you.
Yeah.
And then we got this thing that came across Florida yesterday, just kind of making its way up the coast. There's a clipper coming across. So between the two of them, you're going to get some snow for the next several days, it looks like.
Yeah, my brother lives down in Englewood down there by you. He said it was blowing yesterday, so it was like a hurricane.
Yeah, they had 73-mile-an-hour winds, straight-line winds, come through Bradenton yesterday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. By the way, Joe Biden claims that Americans are better off now than they ever were because of him and his policies.
Well, I do declare, I do decree. I mean, that's, you know, nice. He can say whatever he wants, but obviously, you know, the poll numbers and what people are saying, it's not reflecting that. So... I don't know what he's trying to prove here by trying to pump himself up. I didn't see that statement yet, but wow, I mean that's a stretch, that's for sure.
Well, let's look at this for a second. We have a 40-year high of inflation rate, right?
Yeah, it's much higher than everybody than they're letting in on too.
We have high crime, right?
Pretty bad. Some homicide records being broken in major cities all around the country.
Yeah, Chicago over the weekend, she's begging for help from the ATF again because of all the murders. We've got a high number of immigrants crossing the southern border, correct?
Oh, yeah, it's been, you know, nonstop.
The fractured supply chain, right?
Yep, still not cleaned up yet, not even close. I don't know if you saw lumber prices as of late.
Oh, I did. And now we've got the Omicron chaos where we had one person die in Texas, and that's one person, okay? A total of seven around the world have died since this thing started. Unbelievable, and they want to shut the country down again, some of them.
Well, yeah, it's I'm going to be honest with you, it's depressing. At least not down there by you, but I'll just give you on the ground here. It's a collective freakout here on Long Island. You can't get tests because there's lines. People are all worried about this, and everybody's people canceling Christmas events and all this stuff. And
yeah, your mayor-elect there canceled his inauguration.
Yeah, they're canceling everything, and it's obscene. It really is. Everybody collectively get everybody to freak out over this, mm-hmm. And yeah, cases are rising. But again, nobody has. Is stepping up and teaching people to learn to live with this. And you know what the funny thing is? You know the one group that actually is? The NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL finally, I mean, they listened. I was talking about the show. This is the thing you have to do. If you are vaccinated, if you are not showing symptoms,
right,
you should get a test.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the reality is COVID is out there. It's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that someday it's just going to up and go away is insane. We're going to be doing these lockdowns and shutdowns and quarantines forever. It's never going to end. And, you know, the amount of asymptomatic people that are out there, they're saying upwards of 40% of the people. I mean, how are you going to track that? You can't. If you're someone that is at risk, this goes back to the Great Barrington Declaration, which was put out. The focus always needs to be at people that are at risk.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what you need to focus on. This drive to vaccinate children, this drive to get kids boosted, it's not going away, okay? And the only way it's going to stop, okay, and people stop freaking out, is people stop getting tested. And it's just, it's crazy right now.
Well, let's just take a look at one little commodity here. You know, I always like to look at oil, and here we go. Yesterday, just in time for Christmas, West Texas crude went up $2.51 a barrel. Brent crude went up $2.46 a barrel. The wholesale price of gasoline went up another 2 cents. The wholesale price of diesel went up 4 cents. And we sit with futures at $81 a barrel for oil. And I watched the prices again yesterday go from 313, 315, 317 to 331 to 335, just like you snap your fingers.
Yeah, well, it's been very volatile lately. You know, you have the sell-offs and Omicron worries, and you know, you get traders can move markets pretty violently, and especially with a lot of the computerized trading that we have today and algorithms, fairly quickly. You know, this is why the day-to-day movements of these markets is very, very difficult to judge, and it's something that you got to look at over trends over long periods of time, because you know, any bit of news can move markets over the short term. You know, it's the true fundamentals and what's truly happening on the macroeconomic stage is what's going to matter down the road. And I think the trend is definitely pointing to oil getting a hell of a lot more expensive moving forward.
Well, Joe Biden rolled back the Trump auto fuel standards that Trump had changed, and he's gone back to the new standards forging automobile manufacturers to construct vehicles that average 55 miles per gallon by the model year 2026, an increase from Trump's 43-mile-per-gallon benchmark.
Well, what that does is, this is not for every car. This is their fleet for every car that they make. And that's going to force car makers to make more electric cars, because obviously, that, you know, it's unlimited. It doesn't have anything in regards to miles per gallon, unless they change that. It's going to be a very difficult, 55 miles per gallon is going to be tough for an entire, you know, gas power fleet of cars. I mean, you're going to have a car in there that's like, made out of, clay or something like that. You know, it's going to be so light.
Plastic.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to do.
Yeah.
If they allow the inclusion of the electric vehicles into the fleets, I'm sure that will help, obviously, with the average and getting that average where it needs to be. But again, this can be changed by the next president. You know, it can change at any point in time. A lot of it's just virtue signaling, quite frankly.
I saw an electric van in the interstate yesterday that was a little taller than most of the vans. It was narrower than most of the vans. It was about a seat and a half wide, okay? Two pig-sized people trying to sit side by side in the front seat would be an adventure. And I don't know whose it was or what it was, but it was electric.
I've never heard of it. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not sure what your vehicle you're talking about right
I'm
now.
Not either.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's a kit car or something like that. I have no idea.
Well, I thought it was one of those smart cars to begin with, but this was a van.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I mean, interesting. I've never seen one.
Me neither. And I saw one for the first time, and it was electric because they had all electric on the back and on the side and all that stuff. It might have been, maybe it was one of those sample things they drive around with.
Well, you're in the trucking business, and you understand it better than 99.9% of us. There's that ongoing debate that's taken place.
It'll never work
right now with either electric or hydrogen, and
never.
In which direction?
Hydrogen will work, but then you got the flammable situation. All right,
yeah.
I got the music coming now. I'm not sure if you'll be around tomorrow, or I guess you will. Will you?
Yeah, I probably will.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow then.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, his son came down with a fever, so the whole family was going on vacation. Not going to happen. I'll be right.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit? Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.